Support comes from Sunday Morning Cafe, founded by researcher, speaker, and therapist Dr. Tom Wagner, offering mini retreats with live music and online resources to build resilience and community. SundayMorningCafe.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, July 17th. I'm Abby Larico. A smile from a veil. Musician Wyclef Jean plays the Matty Music Festival Sunday. He frequently tells his fans to believe in themselves.
I always tell the youth, hold your head high. Do not ever bow down or subject yourself and make you look lower than anyone else. That's what we promote. Resilience.
More of those motivational thoughts and the motivations behind his music coming up after this news on The Gateway. A new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis says prices for electricity and food continue to soar in the area. That's while data center construction has helped the economy grow slightly, as TLPR's Kayvon Mansouri has details.
The Fed's monthly beige book uses anecdotes from key industries to show how the economy is faring. July's report says prices are still climbing steadily. That's partially due to high food prices and gas prices driven by the U.S. war with Iran. Charles Gascon is an economist and assistant vice president at the Reserve. He says consumers are sticking to their list when it comes to purchasing.
Less discretionary purchases. So if you're going into the store and you've got your list, you're picking up what you need and not necessarily some of those extra items that you would have gotten otherwise.
Gascon noted that data center construction and artificial intelligence build-out throughout the region have kept the economy growing, even if just by a small amount. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
More than 300,000 Illinois residents are expected to lose SNAP benefits because of new work requirements and red tape from last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. A new report says that could also impact access to free school meals. Paige Shoemaker-Demio is with the Center for American Progress.
Students who are enrolled in SNAP and Medicaid, they can be directly certified for free school meals. Basically, a box is checked that says they are in SNAP. They automatically get free meals. They don't have to go through a household application process, which can have a lot of barriers.
If their family loses SNAP benefits, they would no longer be directly certified, though. Students can qualify for free meals in a few ways, including through the community eligibility provision. That means if more than 25% of a school is directly certified through SNAP, the whole school gets free meals. But if families lose SNAP, Shoemaker-Demio says schools could fall off that program. She says last year's law shifts a lot of SNAP costs onto states, so if budgets get tight, they may restrict eligibility even further. A natural phenomenon known as El Niño is here. STLPR's Kate Grumke reports on what warm water in the Pacific Ocean means for our region.
Scientists say we are officially experiencing El Niño. That affects weather around the world, including in St. Louis. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford looked at moderate to strong El Niños since 1980 and says in previous years, they've led to warm winters in the area.
This isn't a guarantee to happen, but past events and the temperature signal on top of already warming winter temperatures across the whole region as a trend means it's expected, if not more likely, that we'll see those milder winter temperatures.
Scientists say there's a 97% chance El Niño continues into spring. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Federal Communications Commission is reviewing a sale that would put half a dozen St. Louis area radio stations in the hands of David Hoffman, the businessman who recently took over the parent company of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Hoffman's media company submitted filings this week to federal regulators to buy KMOX, KYKY, also known as Y98, and four other local stations from New York-based Odyssey for $20 million. KMOX broadcasts St. Louis Cardinals games. The six-station deal is about double what the price of a single property, community radio station KDHX, sold for last year. Hoffman took over Post-Dispatch parent company Lee Enterprises earlier this year and is now in charge of more than 150 newspapers nationwide. Tower Grove Park is celebrating some major upgrades, including improved public restrooms and a concession area. As STLPR's Anison Krebs Carr reports, the new features are part of the park's Common Ground campaign.
The croquet garden and expanded event support building are now open to the public. The event support building includes a bike service system and expanded plaza. The project also includes the restoration of four pavilions throughout the park. Sarah Arnosky Coe is the vice president of Greater St. Louis, Inc. She says investments like these position St. Louis for long-term success.
Parks like Tower Grove play a vital role in strengthening communities, promoting health and wellness, and bringing people together. They are also important economic assets.
The total cost of the projects were $5 million. I'm Anison Krebs Carr, St. Louis Public Radio.
The world's largest operating steam locomotive is rolling through the St. Louis area starting this weekend. STLPR's Rebecca Field tells us more about Big Boy number 4014.
That's the sound of Union Pacific's Big Boy rolling over bridges and trestles in Cleveland, Ohio. It's about half the size of a Boeing 747 airplane and weighs more than 1 million pounds. Big Boy 4014 was retired in the early 1960s. About five decades later, it was restored and put back into service in 2019. There are only seven Big Boy locomotives left in the U.S. Another is on display at the National Museum of Transportation, but it doesn't run. The public can see the train for free at Union Station in St. Louis Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm Rebecca Thiel, St. Louis Public Radio.
And on Monday, it'll pass by the Transportation Museum on its way to Kansas City and eventually back to its home in Wyoming. Toddler parents, make your plans now. The Maddie Festival, also known as Music at the Intersection, is presenting 100 artists this weekend across five stages in Grand Center. Hip-hop performer and producer Wyclef Jean headlines on Sunday at the Fabulous Fox Theater. STLPR's Aaron Dorr asked him if he had a specific message for his St. Louis audience.
My message is, you know, it's the same message that Bob Marley preached, you know what I'm saying? It's like one love, one heart, you know? But at the same time, we're very resilient. So it's a message of resilience.
Got the heart of a warrior. Ain't a thing that you can do that. You won the battle, but you didn't win the war. Look out the window, see a hundred.
I always tell the youth, hold your head high. Do not ever bow down or subject yourself and make you look lower than anyone else. That's what we promote. You know? Resilience.
Right. To believe in themselves?
I mean, that's always the key, like to believe in themselves, because someone help me believe in me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need the whole youth to understand that and believe in themselves, because I believe in them, you know what I mean?
That's beautiful, yeah.
I lost one of my mentors, Quincy Jones, like recently, and I just lost another one, Clive Davis. So, you know, so for me, like, it's maybe a handful of us left. So I need those people that I could talk to that ain't gonna think like I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? When we talking about we could change the world, we could move mountains, you know what I mean? That one love energy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that inspiration you can't get from anywhere else.
100%.
Yeah.
But I still got Carlos Santana here, right? He's one of my favorites.
I'm thinking of, like, if a kid in St. Louis were to see you and be inspired at the Music at the Intersection Festival, I don't know, do you get fan mail?
Well, I mean, with this generation, the fan mails is the DMs, you know what I mean? So it's like you have your DMs, you have your social media. So I always, like, after shows, right, what I do after shows, I go in the DM and I respond to it. Be so many fans, and I take my time, like 3-4 hours.
Do you
to
really?
Respond. Yeah, I always respond to the first 100 people.
Oh my God.
Yeah, always. So any show that I do, because what happens is you're going to have an audience that know who you are. There's people that's going to get inspired. There's people going to have questions. You know, they buying my records through all these years, and they support me in hundreds of ways. To take like 2 or 3 hours just to respond to folks on DM, you know what I'm saying?
It's very important. Even if it's just a couple words, but I can't believe that you do that. That's almost unheard of in this like era of digital clutter, right?
Yeah, no. I always take time. Because if you can't give back to the youth, or you can't give them the knowledge yourself, then what is you? Of what form and purpose are you on the planet for? You dig?
That was Wyclef Jean speaking with STLPR's Aaron Dorr ahead of his performance at Maddie this weekend. Our Jeremy Goodwin contributed to that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Our theme music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. Right now, though, more Wyclef Jean. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom at Grand Center, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.